This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
A darker take on a fantasy gacha RPG with a detailed world but sluggish progression. This is your IGN review of Astra, Knights of Veda by Jess Reyes. You died. That much is obvious in the opening moments of Astra, Knights of Veda, which drops you straight into a war, clashing swords with strangers in suits of armor. Suddenly, just as it starts to seem like this will be another standard medieval hack and slash, the warriors around you fall to their knees and transform into grisly, undead versions of their former selves. The zombie-infested battlefield that eventually kills you does a good job of teasing the mystery about to unfold, setting the stage nicely for your resurrection into this tragedy-stricken kingdom. But while Knights of Veda's detailed world, heart-racing drama, and challenging combat show promise, its overly aggressive grind and unnecessarily complex progression systems dampen the charm. You play as the Master of the Book, a stereotypical Chosen One role given to you by the goddess Veda, who asks for your help finding the missing pieces of her heart after reviving you. She also enlists help from a mini-version of herself, a fairy-like companion named Belle, who might give any Genshin Impact fan some potentially traumatic Paimon flashbacks. However, Veda's request sits oddly on the back burner for the majority of the story, instead giving way to the takedown of the corrupt King Magnus in a fight to stop the spread of the undead. Most of the campaign focuses on uncovering the tantalizing pieces of your missing memories, as well as the truth behind the apocalyptic present, which is a more compelling goal than tracking down the goddess's heart. I could have done with less of Belle screaming over my shoulder and stating the obvious, though, like that I'm low on HP. Knights of Veda also weaves in stories about the allies you meet along the way, each with their own agendas, smartly tying them into the kingdom's larger history. I appreciated the character-focused chapters that extended beyond Veda's overarching fetch quest, and the story does its best to connect all those dots, even if it's sometimes in convoluted soap opera-ish ways. It's the kind of story that needs a whiteboard to piece together the web of connections, and one I enjoyed better once I embraced a certain suspension of disbelief. This isn't your typical cutesy anime RPG, either. Knights of Veda's hauntingly detailed dark fantasy world shows in its grotesque enemies and corpse-filled landscapes. Instead of rescuing a hostage just in time, you'll more likely watch a monster crush his head like a tomato. His bulging eyes and crumpled skull are still stuck in my mind. Corpses hang from light posts and ravens scatter from decaying bodies as you scamper past. Even at your headquarters, a pot-bellied villager can be seen solemnly downing a mug of who knows what through a doorway. These environments are perfectly crafted to reflect the troubled times of this world in a more graphic way than many games in the genre are willing to do. Knights of Veda isn't always so bold, however, and it took me a bit to get over the hurdle of cliches at the beginning, including Belle's constant whining during battle. A slow start veils a genuinely intriguing story about how this tragedy-struck nation came to be, the history of the corrupt King Magnus, and how your past self fits into it all. It's also clever that it manages to subvert the hero with amnesia trope that kicks things off by having the memories of your past life actually be relevant to current events. Knights of Veda ends up feeling like the gaming equivalent of a true crime show, which was perfect for a fan of that genre like me once I was able to make it past the less thrilling start. Even still, Knights of Veda focuses most of its complexity on its combat, with side-scrolling action reminiscent of arcade beat-em-ups alongside the leveling systems and party management more typical of an RPG. You control a team of four characters that you can instantly swap between, depending on your strategy. For example, you could deploy shields using a tank character and then swap a damage dealer in to attack enemies from behind that layer of armor. Managing these characters and optimizing their synergies balances nicely with the timely attacks and dodge rolls needed to survive powerful bosses. And while you can bulldoze through the more common baddies with button mashing, enough enemy variety exists that you'll still need to adjust battle strategies on the fly often. Astra Knights of Veda's intriguing mystery and engaging combat had me wishing I could enjoy it more than I did, but its sluggish progression and unintuitive user experience made this RPG feel like it was fighting against me. The beginner rewards are reasonable enough that it's fairly safe to check out as a free-to-play game, but be warned that the best of its story doesn't come around until at least the halfway point of the campaign. Anyone taking on this adventure will need the patience to learn the layers of systems, grind to high enough levels to survive its hardest enemies, and come back even after your game inevitably crashes. It's a tough ask, but one that's worth at least looking into if you're interested in a darker take on an anime fantasy RPG. Astra Knights of Veda's IGN score? 6. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Astra Knights of Veda updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.